honest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. Andrea Donsky is off today. Anytime I have any questions having anything to do with nutrition, I always think about Ashley Koff. She's a registered dietitian. You've probably seen her on TV. I know you've heard her here and many other places. Well, Ashley is back. Hello, Ashley.
Hello. Thanks for having me.
So good to have you. All right. So today we're going to look at organic dairy. Now, it's interesting. Both Andrea and I don't do dairy, but I always say to people, if they ask my opinion, if you're going to do dairy, you want to have it organic. And I go a little further and throw in and grass fed. So where do you stand on all this, Ash?
Yeah. And, you know, I've had the same issue. I don't do great with dairy, but I can't give up cheese. So, and I like there are nut cheeses that I love, but I will certainly have small amounts of cheese. And
sure.
So, you know, when I say the same thing. I say, if you're going to dairy right. And when I talk about better nutrition simplified, the one thing when it comes to dairy is that less and better quality are the two keys. So it's so important to think about dairy as an accessory, not as a foundational ingredient. And we can miss bust, you know, when people talk about, oh, you need calcium, forget about that. We know we can get calcium from foods. You know, we'll talk about there are nutrients in dairy, but there are no nutrients in dairy that we can't get in other foods. People will talk about vitamin D, for example, with dairy and say, oh, I have to get, I need to get my vitamin D. And you would have to be drinking about 8 glasses of milk a day to get sufficient vitamin D. So, like, right across the board, all of the myths around needing to have dairy and in particular milk they are just that myth. Now, if you want it and want to enjoy it, I'm right there with you. I think that quality is probably the defining factor with dairy. And the reason to think about quality is that we are thinking about the product of another animal. And when we think about that, you raise the two points that I think are so critical. And it's the exact same way we should think about the food that happens in our body, right? So we are not creating milk for consumption for other animals other than when we are breastfeeding babies. But if we think about it this way and we think that we first want to think about how the animal is being fed. And when an animal eats grass, and the grass-fed is unfortunately becoming a marketing term where, you know, they sprinkle a little bit of grass into the cow's otherwise not great GMO-laden grain feed. So that's not what we're talking about. But we're talking about 100% grass-fed, or at minimum, grass-fed for their life. And there is some grain finishing that can happen, or sometimes because of climate, certain animals are fed grain. But, you know, something, it should be in line with what they would be finding in nature. One of the reasons that grasses are so great for us, and now think about this from a human standpoint, is that, you know, we do really well when we eat grasses, when we eat our vegetables. But we're also hearing a lot about cultured or fermented foods. And grasses in nature, the grass that a cow eats, actually has a lot of bugs. And a lot of those are good bugs. And that's a way for the animal to get in the great nutrients that help its digestive system. So the grass-fed piece is going to be so important, but grass-fed doesn't mean organic and vice versa. And so what we're seeing with organic speaks to what the animal is fed and also how the animal is treated and also how your product is then treated from the time it leaves the animal through to when you're receiving it. And I think that that's probably where the greatest difference is. And what was wonderful was there was just a study that came out of England that is phenomenal for looking at the nutritional value of organic dairy. And what it showed, which makes a lot of sense, is that the fats in dairy, in organic dairy, are going to be a better fat profile. So what we want to think about like that is we want more of the essential fatty acids. We want less of the not so good for us saturated fats and more of the good for us. And what I mean by that is CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, which actually is shown to be very helpful with fat burning. It's also why a lot of athletes will drink milk. There's the big, you know, chocolate milk after a workout. And if it's organic chocolate milk and you're burning the calories that a Michael Phelps is burning, like, I'm fine with that. Although I want the rest of your nutrition to be, to provide you with things that help the body with detoxification and elimination. But that conjugated linoleic acid is actually helpful with the formation of lean body mass, especially if you're working out, especially if you're doing strength-bearing activities. We also saw that the mineral profile in dairy, in organic dairy, was preferential to that was not organic. And what we saw there was just higher amounts of certain nutrients. Now, all of that goes out the door when your dairy is highly processed or is not organic. And the reason for that is if you have all of those nutrients and you don't, and you also are getting antibiotics or hormone residues or inflammation that's in the body of the animal because of the way that the animal has been fed, or because its digestive system doesn't like what it's getting, or because it's too crowded, or because it has a low-grade inflammation because it's not living a healthy life or a happy life, then it doesn't matter if it has all of these other nutrients. But incidentally, you'll remember that I also said the benefits of organic dairy lie, many of them are in the fat profile. So if you're doing fat-free dairy, then that's a total loss, like even if it's organic. So I would add to it, I would say organic, grass-fed. I love raw dairy. There are challenges to the availability and to, you really have to know, less so I would say in like cheese, for example, but you really have to know the source in the raw. So I look at organic, grass-fed, and I like cultured. Remember, not all dairy is going to have probiotics in it, and I'm not a fan of the dairy that after the fact, you know, that has the fat-free dairy with the fruit on the bottom that has these added probiotic strains that are made in a chemistry lab and then thrown back into the dairy. If you consume actual organic cultured, like, you know, I love like Nancy's makes the cultured cottage cheese, and I think, who is it? I think it's Green Valley Organics makes, you know, the kefirs that is organic cultured kefir, and it's plain. And that I love for you because then it is a great way for you to be able to get the cultured. One, makes it a little bit easier on the digestion, and number two, can make it also you know, just a good source of those healthy bacteria. Now, something interesting.
Now, Ashley, I just want to jump in. I was just going to say, okay, so we only have about a minute and a half.
Yeah.
If you, let's say you're at the store, you have organic dairy or grass-fed dairy, which one would you grab?
I would probably, personally, I would grab organic because I'm not that comfortable. If somebody's going to do grass-fed, but it's not organic, but I also, and I didn't get to sheep and goat, which if those were organic and they're not grass-fed, we tend to still be feeding our sheep and our goats pretty well and to what they would eat in nature. It's kind of like they haven't become so mass market that I think that those could be better choices. So, you know, it's complicated, but I think that right now I would do organic full fat, or if you need to do low fat, that's an option. And I would start there, and then we're starting to see more and more prevalent organic grass-fed, and I really love that.
Mm. Oh, that is nice. That is nice. And I really love what you said about making it
buffalo and camel, and, you know, we've got all these battles of what animal to have. And, you know, I think at the end of the day, the information is the same across the board. What you really want to do is you want to have the dairy, you know, there could be a drum roll, as close to the way that it would be found in nature. And that, I think, we've moved really far away from. But interestingly, you know, and one of the areas that I get the most upset about is people who are consuming lactose-free dairy. And they're consuming, they think, oh, if we take out the lactose, I do better with it. But they're poor quality products or lesser quality products. And if you have an intolerance or an irritation, you should be, you know, really focusing on the best quality product. But the interesting thing that we're finding is that the proteins in cow's milk are very different today, kind of like the gluten in wheat is very different today based on how we're processing it. And that's why I think we're having so much trouble with digesting cow's dairy. So we're starting to see, you know, with the raw dairy, and we're starting to see other milk and cows, you know, the closer you get with this grass-fed, we're starting to see the protein content more resemble what it used to and be more like the sheep and the goat, and that's why people are tolerating it better.
All right. Well, Ashley, this is always such great information. You can learn more about Ashley at Ashley Koff. So glad you're listening to Naturally Savvy Radio. You can like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Be sure to get organic grass-fed if possible. Ashley, as always, makes such great points. So have a great day and stay well.